Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that precious and glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because the Lord Jesus Christ alone can satisfy the hunger and thirst of the human spirit. O beloved, how wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior, to put your faith and trust in Him, to receive Him into your life through the indwelling Holy Spirit, who comes to convict us of sin, who opens our understanding to the truth, and who moves into our spirit to do the work of salvation when we cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, you died for my sin, that you were buried, and that you arose from the grave. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. And, beloved, that's a prayer that God will answer. For the Holy Spirit will move into your spirit to do that work of salvation, to lift your load of guilt, to give you joy and peace and forgiveness. Oh, it is wonderful to know Jesus as Savior and as Lord. Well, we're talking about the wonders of God, the miracles of Almighty God, and how He used Moses and Aaron, these two men, to perform wonderful miracles, for He gave them that gift of miracles. And they were using these miracles for the purpose of glorifying God. That's the reason God gives this spiritual gift of miracles. It is to glorify Him, to magnify Him, to lift Him up. And remember, Satan also performs miracles. We saw that in the very beginning of our study here in Exodus. As Moses first came, and you remember the rod that he threw down, and it turned into a snake. And then the magicians, they threw down their rods, and they too turned into serpents. Satan has power to perform miracles, beloved. That's why God gave us His Word. And it's by the Word of God that we can know whether an individual is a messenger of God or a messenger of Satan, because Satan has messengers that appear as messengers of truth, but what they do is mix truth and falsehood together, and they confuse people and blind people. That's Satan's task, you remember. That's what he sets out to do. To keep people from coming to the knowledge of the truth. To keep people from believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the Scripture says that He appears as an angel of light. He appears in a deceptive form to deceive and blind people and keep them from believing in the true and the living God. To think that some way they can get to heaven by their own efforts. They can pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, so to speak, which is a bunch of deception. It's a lie of the devil. And so we see that the Holy Spirit of God has been given to open man's eyes to truth, and the Word of God is what the Spirit of God uses to open our understanding, to convict us of our sin, and to draw us into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've been seeing and considering the many miracles that have been wrought. And by the way, while I'm thinking about it, let me tell you about our website. You can go to our website if you have internet capability, and you can pull up our website, and you can listen to our messages again. You can listen to songs that we've recorded, and you can listen to golden nuggets of truth that the Lord has laid upon our heart to share. And all of this is available on our website. And our website address is BBFI. Now, BBFI stands for Baptist Bible Fellowship International. That's the abbreviation for Baptist Bible Fellowship International, BBFI, and then my name, Bob Griggs, BBFI, BobGriggs.com, C-O-M. That is our website address, BBFI, BobGriggs.com. Again, it's spelled BBFI BOBGRIGGS.COM. That's our website address, and you can listen to our messages again as much as you want to. It'll take maybe 30 to 45 seconds once you click on one of the titles to bring up the message, or the songs are the same way, or the golden nuggets of truth, and you can listen to those broadcasts, and we trust they will bless your heart. Well, today we're picking up with our study concerning these spiritual gifts of miracles. And last time we left you in the dark. That's right. Last time we were in the dark in Egypt, in Exodus chapter 10 and verse 23. As Moses, verse 22, had stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. That reminds me about the Lord Jesus Christ, whose body was in the grave for 3 days. But those who believed in the Lord Jesus, they had the truth, if they would simply believe and accept it. And it required faith. The Lord tells us to trust in Him with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. The disciples didn't fully understand why Christ had died. They didn't understand that He had died for their sins as well as our sins, and that He would come forth from the grave after 3 days and 3 nights, that He would arise victor over death, hell, and the grave. Now, when Jesus was walking with the disciples, He told them, "I am the light of the world." And then on another occasion, He said, "Ye are the light of the world." Well, how can we as believers be light? It's because when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive Christ as our Savior, and He gives us the light of spiritual understanding of the truth, and we become a witness and a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we become a light to those around us who are lost and in sin and in spiritual darkness. And so we see a little picture of that here. For though Egypt and those who did not believe in the Lord were in darkness, those who had their faith in the Lord had light in their dwellings. And so we see today the same thing is true. We're living in a sin-darkened world. a world that is in spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness that is so thick that it can actually impact an individual's life to the point that they don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. They try this, they try that, they try something else to try to find some answer, some deliverance from the spiritual darkness that they're in. They try religion, but religion won't do it. Religion doesn't work. There's only one source of light, and that is the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone can deliver an individual from the darkness of sin. He alone can give life eternal. He alone can liberate one and bring one into the glorious light of the world. For He is the light of the world. And those who put their faith and trust in Him receive Him as their Savior. And they become a light. They become a witness. They become a testimony. And that's what the Bread of Life broadcast is, beloved. It's a witness. It's a light in this sin-darkened world, sending forth the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How man can be delivered from the bondage of sin and from the darkness of sin. How he can enter into the glorious light of truth and come to the knowledge of the true and living light, the Lord Jesus Christ, as John 1 says, this is the true light, and that's who Jesus is. Remember, Satan puts on an attitude of light, but actually it is artificial. It is not real. It is not genuine. He deceives and he blinds and he keeps people in darkness. But Jesus Christ came to give light and understanding how we can come to know the true and the living God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Him as Savior. We can be delivered and set free from the bondage of sin. We can be brought into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And how beautiful is the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. How wonderful to know Him. How wonderful to be brought into the light of the truth of God's Word and to be given the Holy Spirit who illuminates our minds to the truth of the Bible and helps us to know the truth. Oh, beloved, I trust you know the light of the world. Till next time, goodbye.